USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'd have a very good relationship with President Putin.
President Trump preps for his meeting with Russian President Putin in Helsinki, Finland. The president making that comment during a news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations.
Then in Scotland, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
On Friday, the Justice Department indicting 12 Russians, the president's reaction?
This was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration, and I heard that they were trying, or people were trying to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee, but we had much better defenses. I've been told that by a number of people. We had much better defenses, so they couldn't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
It was some semi-automatic weapon. He also had some magazines on him.
Protests after new violence on the south side of Chicago. Chicago Police Chief of Patrol Fred Waller says officers walking the beat see a guy who they believe has a gun. When they approach to question him, it appears the man reaches for a weapon and they open fire in self-defense, killing him.
He became combative, flailing away. He broke free from the officers and what they thought he appeared to be reaching for a weapon, which he did have a weapon on him. And officers tragically shot this man.
The man indeed had a weapon on him.
Police department gets no joy in these type of incidents. Police don't go out to these type of incidents. There's not something that they plan to do. It's just a tragic incident all the way around.
A few officers injured during the demonstration and several protesters arrested.
Some officers were injured.
How many?
Approximately 3 or 4.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To politics now overseas, where British Prime Minister Theresa May says the UK might have to exit Brexit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
British Prime Minister Theresa May now telling her party there might not be a Brexit if they don't back her plan to maintain a close relationship with the European Union. The UK is supposed to leave the EU next March, but there's still no deal with the EU in place over the financial relationship between the two after the break. And that's led some hardliners to call for a Brexit without a deal, something that could have repercussions for financial markets and international trade. May gave her warning in a Facebook post on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A quick-thinking clerk in California helped save a woman from kidnappers. More now on this crime story from USA's Rick Vincent.
A woman entered a Waterford, California gas station and told the clerk she'd been kidnapped by some men waiting for her outside while she used the bathroom. The clerk gave her a cell phone and locked her in the bathroom. County Sheriff's deputies arrived minutes later and arrested 4 suspects.
The victim had, in fact, tried to reach out to several people during the whole ordeal. Nobody was willing or able to help her. So the quick thinking of the clerk at the convenience store really helped for us to bring this case to a head and get these suspects into custody.
The woman had been kidnapped from Fresno, about 90 miles away. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA.